Chapter 16. One morning Dr. Mengele sent for me to report immediately to the F camp commander. I was happy enough to go, for it would give me a chance to get away from the depressing atmosphere of the crematoriums for a few hours. I knew that the walk would do me good, too, for I had little opportunity to exercise. And after the smell of the dissecting room and crematoriums, I looked forward to getting a bit of fresh air. Besides, this visit would give me a chance to converse with my F camp colleagues, who'd welcomed me so warmly when I first arrived in the CATSET. I prepared for the trip by filling my pockets with precious medicines and several packages of cigarettes. I didn't want to return empty-handed to my former home, i.e., to Hospital Barracks 12. I left by the iron gate of the crematorium, where the guards noted my number, then headed in the direction of F camp, without hurrying, the better to enjoy even this short walk. I passed before the barbed wire fences of the women's camp, the FKL, where thousands upon thousands of women prisoners were walking to and fro among the flimsy shacks that passed for barracks. All the women looked alike, and all, with their shaved heads and tattered clothes, were repulsive. I thought of my wife and daughter, of their long curly hair, of their stylish clothes and tasteful manner of dressing, of the long hours they used to spend discussing these all-important feminine matters. 3 months had already passed since our separation on the unloading platform. What had become of them? Were they still alive, together? Were they still in the women's section of the Auschwitz CATSET? Or had they perhaps been sent to one of the Third Reich's more distant camps? 3 months is a long time. But 3 months in the CATSET was longer still. Nevertheless, I had a feeling they were still at Auschwitz. But where? In this complicated labyrinth of barbed wire, which fence was theirs? Everywhere I looked, I saw nothing but a vast network of barbed wire, concrete pillars, and signs forbidding entrance or exit. The CATSET was nothing but barbed wire. The whole of Germany was encompassed by barbed wire, itself an enormous CATSET. I reached the F camp gate. The entrance was guarded by the Blockfuhrerstube. A soldier and an SS non-com with the face of a brute were on duty. I proceeded to the guardhouse window, pulled up the sleeve of my suit coat, and, in accordance with prescribed procedure, announced my number. A8450. As I pulled back my sleeve, the wristwatch Dr. Mengele had given me authorization to wear, since I needed it for my work, became visible. To keep such an object was one of the CATSET's most heinous offenses. With the speed and fury of a famished tiger, the SS non-com jumped to his feet and came running from the guardhouse. "Who in the devil do you think you are, wearing a wristwatch?" he shouted in a raucous voice. "And what business do you have coming here to F camp?" A 3 month stay in the crematoriums was a school that left its mark. Without losing my temper, without even batting an eyelash, I answered him in a quiet voice. "I'm here because Dr. Mengele sent for me," I said. "But if it's impossible for me to get into F camp, then I'd better return to the crematorium and let Dr. Mengele know by telephone." The name, Dr. Mengele, worked like magic. Just hearing it uttered was enough to make most people tremble. My non-com grew tame in less time than it takes to tell. In an almost fawning manner, he asked me just how long I intended staying inside the camp. You see, I have to record the information, he added apologetically. I looked at my watch. It was 10 o'clock. I shall stay until 2 p.m., I said. By then my business with Dr. Mengele will certainly be finished. To punctuate my sentence, I took a package of cigarettes from my pocket and handed him a few. Obviously pleased with the gift, he spoke to me in an almost friendly manner and even went so far as to intimate that he would be most happy to see me on my next visit. There was no denying it. The name Dr. Mengele, the mention of the crematorium, and the ostentatious display of cigarettes had made a strong impression on the SS slave. Now I was certain of being able to spend at least an hour or two with my former friends. But first, to find out why Dr. Mengele had sent for me.